Blog Talk Radio. This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Is today a bright and sunny day regardless of what it looks like outside? Or are you so gloomy inside that even when the sun is shining where you are, you can't break through the clouds? I encourage you to step away from that gloomy feeling and really embrace a thriving life today. As we talk about thriving online, we talk about traffic and leads to your website. You know, your website, your social media, those different things. You want people to engage with you there. And we're here today to bring sunshine into your, if you live like I do up in the Northwest where it's cloudy and rainy for, you know, the next 6 months, we're going to break through those clouds and bring you some sun. And if you happen to live down south and you've got great weather, well, we'll just ask for you to send the warm wishes our way as we talk today about traffic and leads, about having a online presence that serves you and having the ability to really reach the people you want to reach. To help me with this, I'm joined today by my friend Lindsay Anderson. She calls herself One Click Lindsay, and today she's going to talk to you about some secrets to be able to be only one click away from meeting with and engaging with your target customer. Lindsay Anderson. Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Stephen. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's exciting to be able to interview somebody who, if I had thought about it, we could have probably even done this in person. But although you're only just a couple of miles away.
Yeah. Well, I just found out that, you know, this week when I was listening to your show and kind of got to know you really well. So I just moved here. So I'm pretty sure Tualatin is close to me, right? I just moved here like 6 weeks ago. So.
Oh, yes. Very close. I mean, it's probably a 10-minute drive when there isn't traffic and, you know, like an hour when there is.
Yeah. Well, we'll get together for coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Lindsay, tell people about yourself and what's gotten you to this point in your life and career.
That's a very all-encompassing question. So, my name is Lindsay. I go by One Click Lindsay because I know how to drive traffic and leads to websites. And they call me One Click Lindsay. I'll tell you a quick little story about that. When you're creating landing pages for clients, it's kind of a process. You have to do a lot of testing to see how people are going to react to, you know, the button text or the header and that kind of a thing. So I had a particular client a couple of years back, and I would talk to him. I'd be like, we're changing it again. We just got to get people to make that one click to get on his email list. We just got to get people to make that one click. Well, we made one final change to his landing page, and overnight we got about 10 leads in the inbox, and I knew he was going to be ecstatic when I called him up that morning. And so I called him up. He says, well, if it isn't One Click Lindsay. So I liked it, and it's kind of stuck. So I like to go by One Click Lindsay. I have run a web development company called Web Impact for over the past 10 years, and I've had about 500 clients. So back in the day, we would build a website and send people on their way. Sometimes people will come to me and say, maybe I need to run an SEO campaign. Lots of my clients don't even know what that is. So if they were educated enough, they would ask me for that specifically. But essentially, we just build a website and then we kind of host it, and like no one would be the wiser. People would get a website because they knew it was really important, but like it wouldn't really be producing anything for them. Like they couldn't really point back and be like, yeah, I got that customer because I had a killer website. So I decided to kind of change my business model to traffic and leads. So you can check me out on trafficandleads.com, but essentially that's what my web business does now. We produce results, which is traffic to your website, and not just any traffic, but traffic that provides leads. So whether you're a chiropractor or you're trying to build your email list or whatnot, it's all about the results. Like, I'm guessing you guys don't care if I'm running a social media campaign or a SEO campaign. It doesn't really matter to you as long as you got traffic to your website and you get leads and you're making those sales. So that's kind of the long and short of OneClickLindsay, TrafficAndLeads.com, and where I am today.
So you introduce a great concept. You know, there's a lot of terms out there that confuse people. You mentioned SEO. I've broken that term down to make Google like me.
Amen. Amen. I mean, as simple as that, for real.
I mean, well, because 80% of all searches happen on Google. So really, honestly, if Google likes you and Bing hates you, you're probably still going to be all right. You know?
Although those other search engines are following Google's lead. So in theory, Google likes you. They'll copy eventually.
Yeah. So talk to us in specific about what it means to have traffic to our website, you know, because there's all kinds of statistical things you can look at. But what does that really mean for me, the business owner?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. This is where I start. If you're just a brand new business owner and you're asking like specifically about the statistics, and we go and I will start at the beginning, like literally how many people, I'll go to Google Analytics or some other analytics tool and I will literally be like, how many people are coming to your website? And if you don't, like if you're getting 10 or 20 a day, fine, but it can be way more than that. We obviously have a lot of work to do on the back end to drive more traffic to your website. So whether that be Google or one of my favorite ways is social media or, you know, 100 different ways to drive traffic to the website. Once we start driving traffic to the website, then we can really start getting nitpicky about where it's coming from. Is it the right kind of traffic? How can we better harness it? What kind of message do we want to show the people based on what they're searching for or how they're getting here? But first and foremost, we need to drive some traffic to your website. And it's as simple as go to Google and go to the Google Keyword Tool, which hopefully that's not overly technical, but go to the Google Keyword Tool and figure out what keywords people are typing in to find your business. So if you're a chiropractor in Beaverton, you're going to type in chiropractors Beaverton, are you coming up? Yes or no? Well, if the answer is no and you're not in the top three, then we got some, I mean, that's definitely issue number one. We got to be in top three for that. And that's fairly easy because chances are generally, if you're talking a brick and mortar store like that, in theory, your competitors aren't really doing it. So it's not going to be that difficult for you to do it. Now, when you get into a national level and you're selling Nike tennis shoes, that's when things get real complicated. But on a local level, pretty typically, it's pretty easy to get up there.
And, you know, I think this is the best place in this conversation to let everybody know that, yeah, there's a ton of technical stuff that we could teach you, but in the end, it boils down to everything is a challenge between time versus money.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you have to learn it? Because, you know, honestly, these days it's not that tough to learn necessarily. But how much time do you want to invest in learning versus how much does it make more sense to pay somebody who can do in minutes what may take you weeks? And we won't even talk about the stress level it'll create for you to just do it for you.
So true. I mean, it really is true. We all only have an infinite amount of time. And you, a small business owner, is way better off focusing on what they do best. And it's probably not internet marketing. So I've spent hours, countless hours. I have over 500 clients, countless hours. If we want to talk about Facebook ads, I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars out there. You don't want to do that. Like, you can trust us because we've already made all the mistakes and we know the shortcut. So you definitely want to take the shortcut.
So we want traffic to our website, which is just really simply, you know, people that are coming to our website.
Yeah.
And then secondarily, we want leads. So give us a simple definition for what it means to get a lead.
Yeah. So a lead can be anything depending on your business. If you're a chiropractor or a plumber, a lead would be someone filling out a form and saying, hey, call me. I have an issue I want to address. Or maybe I have some dental clients. A lead would be, hey, I want to take you up on that free teeth whitening thing, and then you can kind of get them in the door. So a lead is a name and a phone number, an email, some way of contacting someone who's interested in your services. That's a lead. However, in today's internet day and age, the best way, it's really hard to get people to give you their phone number these days. It's way easier to get someone to give you their email address. So you, there's ways that you can kind of try to convince people to give you their email address, which is just as almost as valuable of a lead as a phone number, and you'll be able to get a whole lot more that way. If you want me to go into the whole email marketing thing, I'm happy to do so as well. But you asked me a simple question, so I'm trying to give you a simple answer.
And I appreciate that. We kicked off our conversation here today talking about traffic and leads with some simple definitions to help those of you who don't really know what we're meaning, what it means to have traffic and to get leads. We're going to dive deeper into that throughout the course of the time that Lindsay and I are here together. We're going to make it real easy for you to understand the concept of how you can have more people coming in looking at the stuff on your website, and you can engage with them in such a way that they can become a lead, they can become a prospect, they can become someone who will become a customer. We'll be right back with more of Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Welcome back. This is Steve. I'm here with Lindsay Anderson, and we are talking to you today about traffic and leads. You know, we were talking in the last segment just a little bit about what those two terms mean, and we want to be able to really help you have an effective online presence. We want to now dive into it a little deeper, but we want to be mindful of the fact, and I got to warn everybody, you know, I mean, Lindsay's been doing this for years. Kathy and I have been doing internet marketing and internet space for 20 years, so we could geek out for this whole entire show. And we could dive deep into terms and have every listener out there being like, I had no idea what they were talking about whatsoever.
Like they would tune out. So let's keep it simple.
So we're going to try to take this step one step at a time for you. So let's talk about what you really need with your website. Let's break it down really simply. Lindsay, give us like the 1-2-3 approach to having a presence on the internet.
Fair enough. So there are, I do like to clarify this conversation with, there are two main types of websites. And there's what's called landing pages, and those follow a whole separate set of rules for websites than the website I'm going to talk about, which is the one I think you are talking about, which is when I type in www.trafficandleads.com or beavertonchiropractor.com, what comes up? What is my main business page? So the rules of that are fairly simple, and it's become way more simple in this day and age to have a really great website that works, because there's so many like even free or really inexpensive options to get a website. But when you are going to get a website, there's four main things I like to say you need. So first of all is going to be appearance. There is no excuse to have an ugly website these days. You can go to Wix, you can go to GoDaddy Builder, whatever. If your website is ugly, go get a free website because it's better than an ugly website. It's like if someone was walking down the sidewalk and your storefront was covered in garbage or graffiti, people aren't going to go in. Same thing goes for your online web presence. Make it really professional and nice, okay? Number two is content, and this is where most of my clients, and I'm sure yours too, Stephen, fall short. You need to spend a lot of time on content, and it can be really painful, especially if you're not a writer. So I highly recommend, if you're not a writer, you go out to Fiverr or you go out to Upwork, which are two really great places on the web where you can find fairly inexpensive people who have specialties like this. And I would have them write up some nice marketing copy for your company and put it on your website. People will come to your website and read it and preview it. So put some thought into what you're writing. Same goes for the pictures. Take some really nice pictures. If you're not in the mood for that or don't have time for that, go and buy some nice stock photos. So this is all, it's all about perception. If people are going to do business with you, they have to have a really good perception of you. Third, I would make sure that it's mobile friendly. So most of my clients, 50% or over of the internet traffic that they receive is going to be from a mobile device. So I've built websites that are still launched that I built maybe 7 or 8 years ago that aren't mobile friendly, and times they are changing. So you definitely have to invest in an upgrade on your website to make it mobile friendly. Not only that, but earlier this year, Google came out and said, hey, if your website's not mobile friendly, that's going to affect your search engine rankings. So Google's pretty much making sure that we are mobile friendly, but your customers will like that too. And finally, you're going to want to make sure that it's search engine friendly, meaning you have some keywords in there, your page structure is decent. I recommend you, my favorite platform is WordPress. There's some really cool WordPress plugins you can get that will kind of guide you to make sure your website's fairly SEO friendly.
And I think that's a real good 1-2-3, you know, make it look nice, make it mobile friendly, and make it so that it'll list and be searchable in the search engines. You know, I mean, it's really pretty easy if you are targeted in what you're going after. If you try to create a website to appeal to every single person in the whole entire world, what you're going to end up doing actually is appealing to absolutely nobody in the entire world.
So true.
Whereas if you, you know, I mean, you brought up Nike earlier. Nike literally creates their target market down to a single person. And when we become that focused, we actually find that our market becomes broader.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that way, but you're totally right.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, with WordPress being as functional as it is now, it is very possible for you to have an amazing website that Google will eat up with very little work from your end. I do encourage almost everybody that they should get somebody like Lindsay to come in and set it up for you initially. Trust me, it's worth the lack of headache to have somebody do that for you. But from there, you can definitely run and maintain your own website.
Yeah, you're going to be able to add pages and content and products. Like, once someone sets it up for you, a WordPress website, you'll probably not have to talk to them again. Right?
Yeah. So now we're set up, you know. We have a location on the internet that people can come. And that's basically the same concept. You know what I mean? If you were a coffee stand, you know, there has to be a place where people can drive by to pick up the coffee for you, from you. And the same thing is true with our internet site. It's just simply a place that a person can go to find you, you know. So now that we're there, now what we need is people coming to our location, in this case, our internet location. And Lindsay, that's where you really come in. So talk to us about what can I do so that people actually want to come to my online business?
Great. So if I may add one more thing to the website conversation. So you do want to bring people, once we start talking about bringing people to the website, you do need to have what's called a call to action on your website. So I've talked about it a little bit before. You're going to want, if you're a plumber, call me now, or a form, name, first name, last name, preferred time that I can come over. What do you want people to do once they get to your website? So make sure you direct people. They're like my three-year-old. They need direction. Mm. So do that. Make sure that's somewhere on your website. Now,
well, and in fact, I would even say that really you're better to have less content, but to make sure that all the content that you have gives somebody an action they can take.
Love it.
Rather than having a ton of content and when they get to the end of each one of those things, there's nothing for them to do. So if you write a really impactful article and it's like, you know, here's the five things you can do to make more money in the new year, but then at the end of that you don't give them an action that they can take, it's like, okay, that was great information, thanks, and then they leave. Whether that action be now you need to go do this particular thing, or it be the next thing you want to do is read this next article because that's going to take you deeper. Whatever that is, that action needs to be, you know, part of the lifeblood of how you create content, really, whether you're talking online or offline.
So true. So now I can answer your question about traffic. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent there. So
no problem.
To get traffic to your website, so Steven, since you've been doing this for 20 years, you're gonna feel my pain on this. Back in the day, the only options really of driving traffic to a website was going to be pay-per-click marketing, which is still a super viable way of getting traffic to your website, but it can be really, really expensive. And then the second way was a search engine optimization campaign. So a few years ago, when social media came on, it was super awesome because you can do some stuff on social media and drive a lot of traffic to a website today if you need to, and it won't cost as much as a pay-per-click campaign. So number one, my favorite, and we can talk about social media all day, I'm sure. Everyone has a different theory. My recommendation is I have yet to meet a customer or a target market that will not work on Facebook, who cannot generate decent leads and traffic on a Facebook. So number one thing, I would go make sure you have your business Facebook page set up. From there, make sure you have a nice header. Make sure you have all that information filled out, so as people are seeing content from your Facebook page, they know where to go to find out more. So Facebook is like number one. Number two would be probably LinkedIn or Twitter. But again, I guess that depends on if you're like selling wedding dresses or something, then obviously you're going to want to be on Pinterest or Instagram. But number one is going to be Facebook. Then is what I would do is I would come up with content generation. I would start generating some articles. If you have any insider secrets, stuff you, your competitors would be really mad at you for sharing, interesting articles, self-help, I would give it all to them. Give it to them. If they don't need to come and see you to fix their migraine headache, tell them how to do it, because the next time that they have a bigger problem, they will come to you because they trust you. And I would start publishing that on my Facebook page. I would also have a blog on my website, regardless of your industry. I have accountants that are blogging, and it's that important. And accounting can be a pretty boring topic. Sorry if I'm offending anyone with that, but I would be blogging, and then I would be sharing it on Facebook. And that right there will drive a fair amount of traffic. Now, Facebook gets a lot of flack for being they're kind of a pay-to-play platform. But just like every other piece of advertising, I'd recommend you investing $5 or $6 a day on Facebook marketing. And that can be increasing the likes on your page, boosting posts to those fans who have raised their hands and said, yeah, I want to be a fan of your page, and those kind of things. So investing $5 or $6 on Facebook, you will be getting some leads that way. It works.
And ultimately, that's what you want, because if you have the most gorgeous website, if it can be seen on every mobile device that's out there, and if you get number one ranking in search every search engine platform, but nobody comes to your site, it really doesn't do you any good. Ultimately, you need people looking at your stuff. And that comes from engagement. Engagement is the thing that really sets you apart in this world, because it's the thing that allows people to connect to you as you are, to connect with your company as its unique brilliance. I want you to think a little bit about what is it that you want to make sure you share with the world, and what unique message you want to engage with your customers and your potential future customers while you listen to this next break here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking, to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Lindsay Anderson, and we are talking to you about traffic and leads for your website, for your Facebook page, for all of your online presence. We want to help you have an effective and a really profitable business. And a big piece of that, of course, these days is to have a good online presence. So let's take the conversation the other direction. What happens to us, other than what I said, you know, nobody's looking at it, what happens to us when we don't emphasize traffic and leads in, you know, in what we're doing with our web page?
Well, that's a fairly easy question to answer. I would say your competitors are eventually going to do it. If they're not doing it right now, they're thinking about doing it. And whoever does it and starts now and does it the best will win.
I would really encourage everybody that's listening to and do it locally. Even if you have a national business, every national business that I know of also is fine with selling to the guy next door too. You know?
Yeah.
Go on to Google and type in the industry that you're in and the name of your city and the state. So, you know, like you said before, chiropractors, Beaverton, Oregon. Do that and then see what comes up. Are there, you know, 20 or 30 of your competitors that are coming up? Or is there really actually nobody that is in your neighborhood that does what you do that's actually coming up in those search results?
That's an excellent tip. I mean, case in point, I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I just barely moved to Beaverton. Now, I have clients all over the world and the country, so most of my clients have no idea where I am located, nor do they care because it's such a digital world. But I came here, and I actually set up Beaverton Web Design because I want to make sure that I, you know, I put my flag in the ground, and, like, I have a strong home base here, too.
By doing that, you can then, you know, get an idea of, you know, of a good place to start, first of all, but also of the fact of just how easy this conversation we're talking about traffic and leads can actually be with just some simple focus.
Yeah, Stephen, I mean, I love the way that you're breaking this down and just trying to make it bite-sized for those who are not tech geeks, like you said. And, I mean, it really is as simple as he is saying. Like, if you do a little bit of blogging and you do a little bit of Facebook marketing, you can totally take over an area. You really can.
We had a customer, just to give everybody an example of doing exactly what Lindsay and I are talking about. Kathy and I had a customer that started their Facebook page. So they started from zero. And in the first 30 days, by just simply doing the same kind of things that Lindsay and I are talking about right now, they had 1,500 people that were followers of their Facebook page in the first 30 days. It's very doable. It's just a matter of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and just to share another story, because people like stories, I was commissioned to do some social media marketing for a cute little bed and breakfast in a small town called Lava Hot Springs, Idaho. I went out to her Facebook page, and I made her banner nicer, and I started running a likes campaign to all the women within a 15-mile radius. She called me and said, "You've got to stop because I'm booked. I'm, like, booked out through the first of the year." And it was just more of, like, that was a pretty crazy example, but that was just awareness. Like, oh, there's a cool bed and breakfast 10 miles away from me. I'm so going to do this.
Absolutely. So answer the question, Lindsay. If you had known when you started into, you know, website development and helping people with traffic and leads, what would be the thing that you would have started doing immediately that you do all the time now?
Well, yeah, so that's a very depressing question because I'm just kicking myself over the answer, and the answer is I would have been collecting people's email addresses from day one. I just barely started my own email marketing maybe 4 years ago, and I just feel ill about all those people I had run into and all those potential customers that could and all those potential website visitors that came to my site that I never got their email address, because email marketing is it's changed my business. I've seen it change other people's business, and the real strength behind email marketing is, yes, social media and SEO and all of this is really awesome. And it's a really great way of driving traffic to a website. But when you send someone an email, when you send someone an email who has said, "Yes, Lindsay, I would like to see your emails," you can sell them and you can get them to do a lot of things because they're reading your message. They trust you. You can build trust through email. It's like a faucet that if you have something you want to sell or a promo, you can turn it on and off if your email list is big enough.
Well, and I think that a lot of times if we don't have an email list, it seems like this unquantifiable thing that people don't really get. And yet it really is just about having contact with people.
Yes, I love the way you put that. It's not being spammy. It's not doing all these, "I hate spam in my inbox." I'm talking about having the email addresses of people who have said, raise their hand and said, "Yes, Lindsay, I would love to receive your information, your articles. Tell me how to internet market." These people want to hear from you. It is not spammy. And it's powerful.
It's so impactful because, and it's ironic because I actually just looked to the left of my desk while we're talking, and I see this flyer that came in the mail. Actually, I've got this whole stack of stuff that will probably end up in the recycling bin, and to be brutally honest, probably will not get looked at all. You know,
yeah.
We all go to the mailbox and we have that happen every day. The difference with an email marketing campaign is, it's not just, you know, you use the word spam. It isn't just an email that just blasts into every single person, you know, or like in the case of regular mail, everybody in a zip code gets this flyer thing. It's specifically people who said, "Yeah, I'd like more information on, you know, chiropractors or, you know, that kind of thing." And so then when you bring them useful information, they're more likely to look at it because they actually were interested.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. And people aren't ready to buy your services all at the same time. So if you have a nice email nurturing marketing campaign going, they're going to be reminded of you. And then when it's time for them to buy, you're going to be top of mind. And email is the perfect way to do that.
Absolutely it is. I mean, from a marketing standpoint, going back before the internet ever existed, you needed to have a minimum of 4 or 5 times that a person saw your flyer, your letter in the mail, what have you, before they would act. What's happened with email is that number has gone, depending on whose statistics you want to take, somewhere between 7 and 12 times that a person needs to hear their message before they're ready to buy. So, you know, if you don't have a way of communicating and interacting with that person that 7 to 12 times, you know, then you're never actually getting to the place where they make that buying decision.
Yeah, and Stephen, you're forgetting a really important point here, which is email, sending 1,000 emails is a whole lot cheaper than sending 1,000 postcards.
For sure. Engagement is key. Your ability to be able to not only collect names, get people to look at your things, but actually have them engage with you, to take them through a cycle. So, you know, first you meet a person, then you get to know them a little bit better, and then, you know, you go out to coffee, you do those kind of things. That's how we would form a friendship. The same thing is true when we're talking about building a business relationship with a person. We need to engage with them and take them from that introduction point to a place where they are reading our emails, to a place where eventually they take us up on one of our offers and are beginning to purchase products from us. So think about some ways that you can engage with your customers while you listen to this commercial break here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So Lindsay, I know that there are a lot of folks listening that are like, they're like every other small business owner. They're juggling a million things. It feels every day kind of like juggling, chainsaws.
Yeah.
That's kind of the nature of being a small business owner. And so they're like, wow, that's really exciting. I want to do that. I don't know how I'd ever have time to do that. That's where a person like you comes in. Explain to a person why it really is better for them to have a lot of their website stuff done for them.
Yeah, so you definitely want to outsource a lot of this. Yeah, if you can write content and blog and stuff like that, I definitely want you to do that, because that's just going to show the personality of your company and allow people to better trust you if the voice is coming from you. But all the technical stuff, the WordPress and the Facebook ad, like Facebook ads alone seem really easy on the surface, but they're super complicated. And like same with pay-per-click and all of that. Trust me, you're going to be saving money. You're going to be saving time. You're going to be saving a headache. Just fork out a few dollars and have a professional do it. I mean, I do the same thing with my taxes. It's like, I don't even want to go there. I'm sure I could sit down and figure it out, but he's going to do it way better, and I'm just going to be better off in the long run. The clients, people like Stephen and I can get you through the web, you probably won't be able to get unless you sit down and become a student of internet marketing.
Mm, absolutely. So, Lindsay, tell us specifically, what can a person do to have you start helping them get traffic and leads from their website?
Number one, head over to my website, which is oneclicklindsay.com. You can spell that whatever way you want. And I have three free guides that's going to tell you how to create landing pages, how to have a killer website, and how to start my 30 favorite tips on how to generate traffic to your website. I would download those. I would also check out that page, because I do tons of video, tons of blog posts, and I try to keep it really, really simple. I try not to use a lot of technical jargon. I'm speaking to people like chiropractors and doctors and people just starting out that are not in the internet marketing game. So my blog, my website is a really great place to start.
So that's oneclicklindsay.com.
That's
it. So you're saying that whether we know that Lindsay is S-E-Y or S-A-Y or S-Y, that they're going to get you anyway, or should we
spell
it for them?
Yeah, the most popular ones are, I've picked up the domains, but just for fun, it's one, O-N-E, click, Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y.com.
Okay, oneclicklindsay.com. I mean, I really do encourage everybody, at some level, you need to have a person that is, overseeing your social media campaigns, your SEO marketing, whatever kind of things, the marketing aspect of your website, and Lindsay would be a great resource for you.
Awesome.
So, Lindsay, we like to be good teachers and make sure that we leave people with something that they could do immediately. So what would be the top couple of things that, I mean, besides, of course, obviously going to your website and interacting with you, what would be a couple of things that a person could do right now to begin to generate more traffic and leads with their website and their Facebook page?
Awesome. So number one, don't make the same mistake I did. I would start collecting people's email addresses and ask them if they would be cool if you emailed them every once in a while. You always want to tell people what to expect. Don't just spammily collect emails, but please start collecting email addresses and get signed up for a free piece of software called MailChimp and start entering those in there. And if it so behooves you, start emailing them once a month or something, a promo, an article, probably not a promo, but an article, something to get to know you. Even if you're emailing it to two people, please just start collecting those email addresses. Don't make the same mistake that I did and so many other business owners. Number two, I would go to Facebook and make sure your fan page looks killer. I would go to Fiverr, which is for $5. You can have a nice Facebook banner image made, and I would do that, and I would start investing $1 in a likes campaign. If you go to my website, I show you how to set that up. Super easy, not technical, but that way you'll start getting more eyeballs on your business. Facebook is so powerful because you can go into Facebook and say, Facebook, show this ad to everyone, every pregnant woman within a 10-mile radius of my city. Like, Facebook knows everything about you, so start doing that. And finally, my final tip, and we didn't really talk about this, is I would get out my cell phone and I would turn it on its side, so it's landscape mode, and I would take a quick 30-second to 1-minute video about your company and why people should do business with you. And I would post that on Facebook. I would put that on your website. Video is really, really powerful. It increases that people will learn to trust you. People love videos over reading things, and it's just going to expedite people learning to trust you and wanting to do business with you. So those are my three top tips. Go and do them.
Well, absolutely, and video is an important one to mention because for those of you that have heard several of the episodes, you'll know this statistic and be able to say it with me. And for those of you who haven't heard this before, according to Foster's research, a 1-minute video is the equivalent of 1.2 million words on a Facebook page or on a blog post or what have you. Now, Whew. Imagine sitting down to a computer and typing 1.2 million words.
Yeah. You're not going to do that. And I know you're scared, and I know you don't want to do video, and I know your hair is not perfect. People don't care. We're all people. Please do that. Please.
People will know you. They will like you. They will trust you. And they will see you as real because they see your face. They see who you are. And I can guarantee you, of all the things that, you know, that you've heard about and seen out there, when you do that video, the people that you really want to interact with, they are not going to be looking at the video and going, well, I can't believe she did her makeup that way.
That's so true. They don't. They're people, too. They do not care.
Yeah. And honestly, the ones who are going to judge you, that's good for you, too. Don Crowther was on the show a couple months ago, and he was talking about the fact that it's just as beneficial to us to have people that self-opt themselves out as it are people that opt in. So if a person is going to be a hater, let them go over there and be a hater somewhere else. You know?
Are you channeling Taylor Swift right now, Stephen?
Actually, I read a quote from Brené Brown this morning that was talking about, you know, just not really giving any credibility to the haters.
So true.
It's a little bit more specific of a quote than that, but it's got a few words in it that I won't repeat on the air.
Or just go listen to Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. You'll be good.
There you go. The important thing is, and you're right, you know, I mean, video is so impactful these days, and it just, you won't believe how much of a difference it makes to people when they can hear you and they can see you.
So true. So true.
So any last words of encouragement or help or advice that you'd like to leave people with, Lindsay?
My final word of advice is that all this internet marketing and stuff that we're talking about does take time. There is no magic bullet. Otherwise, Stephen and I would be very rich individuals. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of persistence. So my recommendation, and I have this one-on-one with all my clients, so come in real close here, put your head down and be prepared for it to be a very up and down, like 6 months of consistently writing, consistently Facebooking, consistently doing what we're talking about doing. You'll have months where tons of people will be like, that is so cool. And you'll have days where you feel like nobody is listening, although they really are. But I would recommend make a personal goal for yourself and just, regardless of what anyone says or how much interaction you're getting, just do it for those 6 months, and then look back and see where you're at.
That is such great advice, too, because really that six-month point is the earliest point you should allow yourself to think about, you know, making a change when it comes to your marketing campaign.
And that's super early. 6 months is probably that's probably too early, but
yeah, well,
please, 6 months.
I'm just saying that if you get into any program for less than 6 months when you're talking about internet marketing, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have at a 30-month mark or at a 30-day mark or at a 90-day mark, you're going to have something amazing happen, and you're just going to be like, ah, you know, like your client you were talking about that had
yeah.
so many leads that she was like, stop, stop. But the truth of the matter is that if you then jump off the ship at that point, about 30 days or 90 days after it, you'll be back at the place you were when you started. 6 months is the very, very starting point of beginning to solidify the impact of that marketing campaign that's being put in.
So true. That is so true.
So, again, this has been Lindsay Anderson, right? Yeah.
Yep. One quick Lindsay. Yeah.
Lindsay Anderson. I'm looking right at your name, and I'm like second-guessing it. And she's from OneClickLindsay.com. Really encourage you guys to really do the things that you're brilliant at and then bring in people who are really brilliant at what they do, like Lindsay, to do the stuff that they're brilliant at as well. Thanks so much for spending time with us today, Lindsay. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen. It was my pleasure.
I encourage you to take the time to decide how you're going to engage with your people. And don't be afraid to engage with somebody who can help you to be able to bring more traffic to your website, to create more leads from the offers that are on your website. You don't have to be a go-alone person, be the lone ranger in your business. You can simply do the things that you are brilliant at and hire other people to also have an opportunity to shine their unique brilliance in their company along with you. I want to remind you, like I do every week, that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.